All right, let's wrap up the hour with our friend, Michigan Lance. Good morning.
Oh. Good morning, boys.
Hey, how you doing? We're good.
Good. How are you?
Good.
You guys are having a nice morning, man. You guys are, Gary, you know a lot about that bunny ranch, huh? You and some former Nebraska coaches, huh? You guys know a little bit about it.
Whoa.
Huh?
That second part, I have no idea. What?
Yeah, can you enlighten us?
Hey man, if you jog up your memory a few some years back, you'll remember.
Can you give us a sport?
Well, we'll talk about that. I'm not about to get into all that, man. Y'all do your own research.
Okay.
I'm not about to blow up the spot, but as much as wow. I did already. Hey, man, the women's game, man, like, so the women's college basketball game, right?
Yeah.
What they didn't have to do is just only sports entertainment. That's what I'm talking about here, the media. They didn't have to just focus in only on Caitlin this year, right? They should have somehow did, like, they're on the verge of Bird Magic type, you know, elevating the NBA, elevating the college game like Bird and Magic did. Like, the women's basketball can do that with Caitlin, and I think they should have did it with Juju Watkins. I think they should have put more emphasis, all right, hey, Caitlin watch, and then, oh, Juju watch. Like, she put up 28, Caitlin put up 35. Like, Juju average, was she average about 28, 30? I mean,
yeah,
they took a team that was a losing team to winners this year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that could have built up good.
Well, it will, because they're going to hand the baton off to her.
Yep.
And you know, Lance, she's playing on the West Coast on the Pac-12 network. Next year in the Big Ten, if you didn't already know about her, it's going to explode.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and I just think that, but it doesn't always have to be singular one, though. Like, I think the girls' game, do something different. Don't do the men's model of one. You know what I mean? Like, you've got enough great players to you know, really play. I mean, Paige is out. You know, Paige is back. Like, hey, don't forget about me. You know, back-to-back 30-point games. Like, you didn't have to just focus all your media attention on one.
Hey, let me ask you real quick.
Go ahead.
Why can't we do this with men? Like, we're rattling off. Like, we don't even hesitate rattling off women's basketball players. We couldn't just bang men's basketball players. Why?
Yeah, I don't even know I know all the semifinalists for the Naismith for the women's. I don't even know four top college basketball guys. The reason why is, when the NBA did the, you got to go to school for a year, right? Well, they went to school for a year, and then people started going overseas, or other outlets, and then from overseas it was what the G League finally let high school kids come. So, like, all these kids say, I'm going to go make money professionally right away instead of going to 1 year of school, which isn't, you're not even going to school for 1 year. You're going to school for a semester, and then that second half, you're not doing anything. So that's what happened to the, like, they messed up. College game just got left behind because of, they became the middleman between high school and NBA, and then those high school kids found a way around college, and so that's where we're at. You know what I mean? Like, did you see, like, the NBA draft last year? There were kids, like, playing in leagues I've never even heard of. I was like, huh? Like, what? Like, kids getting drafted. Like, what is this? Yeah, he went 1 year in this OTSFLA league. Like, what? Like, so... That's what happened. I don't know if they can get it back. You're like, I don't know if they can get it back, especially with AAU. Like, everybody just looks at it. Like, nobody cares really about the high school game or, you know, high school basketball games or college basketball. I mean, they care about college basketball games because of March Madness, but they're not watching it because of players or really even teams.
You just made a really good point. We have focused the college men's game so much on March Madness, where women's basketball has won because women's basketball focused on the entire season.
Yeah.
Yes. the entire season. And also, you know, here's the thing. Well, why isn't the WNBA good? Well, for one thing, the college stars, we don't hear about them once they go to the WNBA. Yeah. Like, well, what happened? Like, what do you, and so they're too top heavy as far as age. Like, they have an ageism issue to where they're still holding on to players from 15 years ago, 20 years ago, where it's like, no, you need to bring in these new stars from college, like Bird and Magic, and center around them to build the brand. Like, so that's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's their that issue. Next wave. So it's crazy.
Yep. Hey.
But go ahead.
Hey, no, we're up against the top of the hour. I appreciate the conversation.
Yep, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too, Lance.
Michigan Lance. I mean, Tristan Newton's one of the best players in the country, but if I showed, if I went outside the studio here at 50th and Dodge in this good basketball town, people know. If I said, hey, who's this guy? Would somebody go, oh, that's Tristan Newton?
No.
Even if you were a Creighton fan.
No.
You like recognize him right away. Like Zach Edey. We recognize Zach Edey
because
he's 7'4".
Right.
It's, oh.
Terrence Shannon?
The men's college basketball part is not in trouble.
No.
It's just they don't have the star power that the women do.
Yeah.
But we watch. I mean, one sport right now has star power. The other has the emotional connection to the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
it's very true.
But it used to be entirely different. It's swapped.
Exactly.
And along came Caitlin Clark. All right. Along comes an Olympian. Really, really happy for him. Dylan Travis is going to join us next. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone. Hey, as most people are this time of the year, you're dressed for success. Now, let's say you want to be the look of the jeans and the sport coat. And you're wondering, how could I pull that off or where could I pull that off? You know where you can go? You can go check out my good friends at Lidlin Clothing. They've been dressing men for over 88 years. That's right. They've been taking care of you. And you're thinking, I thought they were just for suits. No. They've got sportswear, two suits. They've got jeans. They've got great polos. You're looking, man, it's that time of the year. I'm going to be out. I don't need to be wearing a sport coat, but I need to have a good look. They can help you. If they can fit me, they can fit you at their location, 132nd and West Dodge in the Linden Market. And now even more so, they're taking the big jump to take care of all of us. You already know when you walk into Lindley Clothing, they've got Bugatti, Samuelson, Jack Victor. Well, go right next door and you'll find out where the next phase is. Well suited. It's easy to shop. They've got something for someone in your life. Prom is coming, graduation. You've got spring weddings. Does your son need a new suit? Does he need a new look? Do you need a new look? Why rent when you can own at a great price right now? Check out Lindley Clothing and Well Suited. They're right next to each other. They've got something for everyone. And it starts with the top-notch customer service from John, Marlene, and the entire Lindley Clothing family. Check them out today. 132nd and West Dodge in the Linden Market.